So I don't care what they do. I don't care how many laws they pass. I don't care how many who they elect for government rulers in their position. You will never rule over this kingdom.
Amen.
Never.
Amen.
So you can fall for that trash you want to, but I'm stuck. I'm here to stay. I refuse to be in a budge. I refuse to compromise. You can come get me, devil, but you ain't coming. I'm going to preach. I'm going to live. I'm going to teach. Everything God gives me and teach me, that's the truth. And when it's time to teach it, because he'll give you something, sometimes you have to wait to teach it. Okay? So let me go on so I can hurry. I want to close here. God's. Because, I read again, because it is the only one like it. It's God's kingdom. One and only. We have been brought into it for such a time as this. It has come time for the body of Christ to rise and take her place in the earth and dominate. They persecuted the church when it began. And they did everything. They couldn't stop them from preaching. Put them in jail, killed some, did everything they could, run them off, made them look like little monkey feed them, put lions out there and let the lion tear them apart while the people in the stand clapped at them. Clap. They still preached it. This nation was raised up for the sole purpose of preaching the gospel, and the enemy been trying to rob us ever since. Yeah, yeah. You got all these people coming, the aliens and all this, and they bring in their spirits and their gods. And here we go falling, trying to act like them. You better act like your daddy. You better stay true to who called you out of that sin. Y'all listen to me this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, it has come time, all right. You may ask, how do we do this? Let me tell you, I got a long list. Let me tell you how to do it. Are you ready? You may want to write it down. With faith, with the name, without believing, without trusting, with the blood, the word, the spirit of the Lord. With our praise, with our worship, with our obedience, with our praying, with our saying, with our standing, with our confessions, with our forgiveness, with our love, with the love of God, with our agreement, with our living, with our giving, sowing and reaping, with our fasting and waiting on the Lord, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, and his gifts. That's how we do it. I said, that's how we do it. That's how we do it. I'm going to touch it. Ooh, it's just. So you get a revelation of the kingdom. See these promises. Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. If I jump off in that, you won't get the benefit. I'm gonna pick up. Let's see where I am. I'm gonna pick up where I have time to deal with this. I'm not gonna try to push anything. I'm just gonna yield. Now, some of us in this building, we need to make a fresh start. We ain't been living for God. We just been going through the motion. Now that you got a little light, and there's more to come. How much God loves you. Yeah. You need to repent. Say, God, I ain't been living. I just been waiting. I just been going through the motion. I'll tell you how you know. You come to church when you want to. You read the Bible when you want to, and that want to is so far between. You know your personal life. We say, we have service here Sunday morning and Wednesday night, and most of you act like Wednesday night don't exist. That is rebellious. I don't care what you say. Now, if you got a job, that's a different story, but ain't everybody in this building works on Wednesday night. Don't tell me that, because I know better. But you're just rebellious. And you want God to, you want the good house, you want the good land, you want the fine cars, you want the fine clothes, you want the peaceful life. You can't have it. Because Satan gonna mess you up. But if you turn to God, say, God, I give you myself first. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm giving you myself first. And I'm giving you myself so you can straighten me out. Because evidently I don't know what to do with myself. Are y'all in the house? So I can be obedient to you and know and understand how important to read my Bible in my personal time and spend time seeking you, and then be obedient to those that's over me. They told me, the word said, and they showed me, because I've showed it to you in the word. They forsake not their assembly. We put it right there on the screen. Haven't we done so? I said, haven't we done so? Don't sit there and act like I hadn't done that. Haven't we done so? You read it yourself, but you're still rebellious. And I'm not going to judge you, but I'm just telling you, your end won't be an expected one if you don't change, if you don't repent today, if you don't make a change. You're going to get something you don't want, and now you can go to another church and do whatever. It's still, if you don't repent. You can't change churches and get away from this truth. That's what people do. You made me mad, so I'm going. So you go wherever you want to. Do y'all hear me today? God is the one going to deal with you, not me. But I'm going to tell you so you know that Satan is trying to pull you into place where he want to snuff your life out. And when you tell people something like this, it's not pleasant, but it's good if you take heed to it, because it'll change your life. We'll become a people that the devil can't mess with. Blessing began to flow in your life. All that struggling you're trying to do to survive, you begin to thrive. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. So, Father, I open this altar up. You deal with whoever heart you want to. You know their hearts. I can't deal with them. You can. You know who heart is open to receive correction, who want to be helped, who want to grow, who want to increase. And those that already have done so, we thank you, Lord. They will continue to walk in this place with you. But there's some, they haven't been faithful. They know they haven't. You know they haven't, and I know they haven't. So we're not going to act like it's not true. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I promise you, every one of us can do better. So stand with me, everybody.